Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
More cowbell.
This election needed more cowbell.
It's an election happy hour. It's all family. Malcolm Nance and Frangela.
Yeah.
For our post.
That's right.
Hello. Hello, party people. What's going on?
Victory.
Just black people saving America.
What? Yeah. Travis said who for happy hour. I'm like, are they white? No. Nobody white. Nobody white.
That's about right. The ratio is correct also.
Malcolm, I'm going up to Philly to lick the crack on that Liberty Bell. La, la, la. Lick it.
Oh, I got to tell you, as a Philadelphian, I love me some Liberty Bell. And to imagine that on this day, that 245 years later, Philadelphians would save America and the Revolution again.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, anything in the news? Why are we well, like this?
You know, Malcolm, there was a fake AP that everybody fell for that it was already called for Biden. But what do you think? Is it going to be today? We're obviously taping this on Friday.
It's going to be called in the next hour or so, according to MSNBC, and they've been the most reluctant.
Yeah.
They've just called, by the time you hear this, you'll already know the result. They've just called Arizona and Mark Kelly, and now it's a question of just calling Pennsylvania. They say that they want to get like a 20 or 30,000 vote lead so that they can call it, because they don't want any ramifications of the Trump people coming back on him. But technically, we's won, y'all.
Yeah, we did.
Again.
Give us our free.
Hey, that's right.
But you know,
I got a question. Because I'm going to tell you, all these black votes that are being counted all of a sudden in saving democracy, should black folks ever trust a die bowl machine again?
Let me tell you what we shouldn't trust again. And this is one thing I don't ever want to see. I don't ever want to see a New York Times deep dive of how impoverished white voters in the Midwest voted for economics. Every report needs to be about how African Americans saved this country.
That's
how
right.
It came out everywhere.
That's right.
Out in Illinois, out in Wisconsin. Kenosha brought Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Over the top.
95% of the registered voters in Detroit voted.
Yeah.
That's
we
right.
Saved
so all these
that's
people,
right.
They should be coming and getting us for quotes. You know, but I don't want to see this. I mean, they say on the exit polls, by the way, you can't believe the exit polls.
Right.
Because those were people that voted on that day.
Right.
They do not reflect any of the 100 million people that voted. So there is no 12% African-American vote for Donald Trump. There is no 57% white woman vote for Donald Trump. On election day, maybe.
Yeah.
But not on this entire thing. We're going to find out that it was a coalition of Americans that came to save this country, and they did it. They did it, and he's probably going to win the popular vote by 5 million.
Fernando Armandi said maybe 7 or 8 million. Malcolm, by the time this is all done,
it's all good for me.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it is interesting. What did you just bring up about? What did you just say? I'm so sorry. My brain is disconnecting. I have so much goddamn PTSD from that MSNBC election alert music. I'm gonna
tell you something.
So are you telling me, first off, I haven't slept all night and I'm on East Coast time?
Oh God.
I'm at the Viceroy here in Beverly Hills, and they had this champagne special last night, so I literally have a champagne hangover.
Someday they're gonna go, did you go to Vietnam? I'll be like, no, but I lived through 2016 and 2020, and I
2020 can just kiss my black ass. Yeah. I swear to God.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what's coming next? Meteorites and civil war.
If an alien's landed now, we'd all be like, please. Like, we care.
I know. Yeah. You know,
we have an election to count.
Malcolm, you're right. I mean, that drove me fucking crazy that he technically got a little bit more white women that voted for him. I want to go slap every one of those bitches. Somebody said it wasn't coronavirus. It was Karen virus.
Karen virus, that's for sure. Well, I'm telling you, I got to tell you right now. And also increased his leads with white men. But you know what? That's not the issue. The problem that we have right now, and I'm writing a completely new book about this, and that's why I'm actually here for the Bill Maher show. I'm here to talk about a coming insurgency amongst the Trump, not just the Trump campaign. We're sort of at Baghdad 2003 right now, and the Republican Party is the Iraqi Ba'ath Party. They're being put out of power, and what they're going to do is they're going to wage political, tribal, and armed warfare against the government of the United States.
Yes.
And, you know,
and we got to shut it down.
Well, we will see what happens here in the next 48 hours. Mm-hmm. Hard-ass reality slaps them in the face. 2 days ago, they thought they had won. We monitored their forums.
Yeah.
They thought they had won. Now, their problem is they're starting to grip with the reality that the votes, you could watch the votes live on the
internet.
Thank you. You know, but now they're talking about going and doing these actions in Maricopa County.
Yeah.
Stop
the steal.
Gunmen came to the Philadelphia Convention Center last night and they arrested them from Virginia, 4 men.
Yes.
So, you know, and the funny part is they came to protect the count and found 100 armed cops there waiting for them.
It has been a long, soul-shattering fucking grind, Malcolm, but I got to get your take on this breaking news this morning that Putin is talking about stepping down because of health concerns, because of...
Right.
I got to see that myself. I haven't heard that.
I guess Parkinson's, I guess they're saying Parkinson's, but he's talking about stepping down next year. What?
Well, it was the New York Post that reported it.
Yeah, there's been some pushback.
Oh, don't believe that. Maybe he got a bad case of Novichok. Maybe some of his senior staffers just decided, you know, it's all Game of Thrones over there. It's literally oligarchs, which are lords, right?
Yeah.
And each one of them has their castle. And it's just a question of getting rid of, getting rid of Ned Stark or whoever you want to equate Putin to.
Yeah. Well, they took the Sausage King out this week.
Yeah, they took the Sausage King out with a crossbow and a sauna.
I'm telling you, it's literally, you know, I have a whole TV show profile we had written up about this 3 years ago.
Wow.
And that we had given to my buddy Ron Perlman who's over at FX. And of course, no one wanted to touch anything related to Putin and Trump. So I'm going to re-engineer it for a future where it's Donald Trump Jr. is the president.
You know, it feels like I met Malcolm Nance 1,000 years ago. Well, that's why I'm going to need some more plexiderm. I was just a ute when I first met Malcolm Nance.
And you didn't have those 11 lines.
Yeah, and he scared the bejesus out of me 50,000 fucking times since then.
Yeah.
Okay, this is why we all need plexiderm, right? Thanksgiving's coming up. We need to be thankful that we have survived this shit show. And that also, the smile lines. I would like more smile lines.
Yes.
And less frown, number 11s and frown lines. However, Plexiderm takes care of all of them and brings you back to, like, as if this never happened. And everybody listened to Malcolm Nance about everything.
It's a face reset.
And we've never gotten to this horrible place because we heeded Malcolm Nance's warnings. And then we didn't need Plexiderm. But that didn't happen. So you need Plexiderm.
Right.
Right? Crow's feet, wrinkles, under eye bags, frown lines, all that stuff. It really is like magic. You put it on. I put it on every morning. It just it takes a couple of minutes. And I swear it takes like 10 years off your face. And you can try the 6 application trial pack if you want for only $14.95 with free shipping. Try it. BUYPLX.com/sexyliberal or call them 800-685-1292. Say the code sexy liberal. The order comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear. Look how sexy and liberal you are. BUYPLX.com/sexyliberal or 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal at checkout. Do it. Malcolm, what do you think Russia did or tried to do in this election? I mean, like you were saying, all they had to do was echo Trump's disinformation about election fraud and chaos.
And you saw the head General Nakasone of Cyber Command and the National Security Agency both put out advance warnings 3 days ago, where they said we are already taking offensive actions against some of our foreign adversaries, which means, look, I've said this before. I am a cryptologist from the National Security Agency. Don't ever screw with us in the electronic domain. Yeah. We're really good. And we're generally about a decade ahead of you technologically and our experimental stuff. So when we say we want to actually fry your servers, we have that capability.
Yeah.
And so, but it has to be, you know, and I'm sure they didn't do this with the White House's authorization at all. Right. They just put it on, chalked it up under defense of the United States.
Yeah.
And they probably went out and destroyed a whole shitload of Russian vigilante, computers.
Yeah. Well, Frangela, I wanted to circle back to what you said, though, because you talked about black people not trusting the voting machines. So are you saying because so much of the mail-in vote is paper ballots? Is that what you mean? That's why?
That's exactly what I mean.
Inadvertently, they counted black people's votes this time by accident.
That's what I mean.
That's the screw up.
Detroit's vote? I'm not joking. Fucking ever.
Yeah.
Because it didn't get counted in Wayne County for
Hillary. Yeah.
Well,
if you're waiting on Wayne County, I can tell you that vote right now.
Well, that's what used to drive me fucking crazy when they would go, the black people just didn't turn out for Hillary. I'm like, bullshit.
It's not true.
This is was the first election after they gutted the Voting Rights Act. They suppressed the fuck out of the vote. And I think you're right. Because of the pandemic, inadvertently, too many people got to vote, including people of color, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking at, Stephanie.
What's that? I'm sorry, Francis. Say.
That's what you're looking at. This election, let me tell you something. White men were not able to Bigfoot our vote. That's what happened. Yeah. You had a black woman staring them down. And all across this country, people were ready. We were ready for the con game.
Mm-hmm. But that's because they've educated us in the last 4 years.
Also,
Malcolm, what are you eating? Are you eating MAGA tears? What are you doing?
No,
what are you drinking?
Victory sausage.
Victory sausage.
It's so good because it's Schadenfreude delicious.
Oh my gosh! I realized yesterday I finally understand Schadenfreude. Like I always thought, oh, that's ridiculous. But now I'm like, oh my god,
Get like a shiver, like a little post orgasmic tickle, and you go, oh hell yeah, you got fucked.
Oh, you can't. I was like watching Trump be sad and angry. I was like, why am I so happy? And I was like, oh, that's what that word means.
Schadenfreude delicious.
Oh my God. I know, Malcolm, I was saying, as stressful as this has fucking been, I'm like, this is almost more delicious. This long, drawn out, just watching him fucking twist in the wind and right. People, his world's getting smaller. Twitter's banning him. Networks are cutting away from him as they should because what
beautiful.
He's saying is fucking dangerous.
Yeah. It is literally one of those wait for it moments, right?
Yeah.
What we need to be prepared, because I think in about an hour or so when the next block of Pennsylvania votes, because they said they want to get like over 20,000 so that they know that there's no coming back from it. Mm-hmm. Watch the freaking meltdown from the White House.
Well, here's what I want to run by all you guys, because we, you know, obviously had Barb McQuaid and Glenn Kirshner on and all my legal ads. So legal experts note that Trump cannot simply seek the Supreme Court's intervention in the election and stop the counting of ballots as he said he intended to do. So you have to, because there's all these things that freak you the fuck out, right, Malcolm? Like that, oh, they're going to tell the electors to just vote for Trump anyway because there's been fraud and, you know, yada, yada. The court's power is constrained. Let me just read this to you and get your reaction. Right. And justices can entertain only specific constitutional questions that have risen from lower courts. A direct appeal from the president to intervene in the election does not count under those rules. You can't bring a case directly to the Supreme Court in an election dispute. And there's no legal cause of action that says stop the count and declare me the winner. Bob Bauer, Biden's lawyer, said if Trump at some point sought to go before the court and stop the counting of ballots, he will be in for one of the most embarrassing defeats the president has ever suffered before the highest court in the land. He said it in advance that that's why he's put Amy Coney Barrett on the court, right?
This is where Schadenfreude sausage comes in. Okay? He thought he rigged this election.
Right. Yes!
Right. He thought the Supreme Court now worked for him. He literally thought he was the Penguin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Winning the mayorship of Gotham City, and that now he could have a carjack.
Here's the ringer in the Washington.
The whole restaurant could hear you guys' conversations.
And we're all happy.
Hello. The most obvious.
We're the only ones here.
Well, let me just finish this.
Thanks for joining us. I was on the other side.
We're having a party.
Yay. The most obvious case for the Supreme Court review would be a specific challenge to ballots in a closely divided state that could tip the results. People are talking about 2,000, but this isn't that. It's going to be too overwhelming. It's not going to be just Pennsylvania. It's going to be. Right. So, right?
No. Let me tell you another thing. At some point today or tomorrow, he's going to make an Oval Office statement. And he's going to say, the election was stolen. I'm going to call all of my followers to come out and start occupying buildings. You know? And then we are going to be in a world that we have never been in before. And the thing is, the Republicans are so beholden to his base, so beholden to them, that they won't say a word.
Yeah.
They won't. And because you have to understand, now they know they have 69 million fanatics.
Well, Lindsey Graham last night on Fox and Kevin McCarthy and, you know, Ted Cruz. They're like, oh, yeah. Everything should be on the table to tell the electors to vote for Trump because there's been fraud. Oh, Sean Hannity said we should have a do-over in Pennsylvania. Right.
You know what? Let me tell you
something. Fine by me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something as a black person in this country. I have sat around and I have eaten it.
Yeah.
We have eaten bullshit after bullshit after bullshit in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I am excited about the internal combustion that is about to happen to Trumpers. Mm-hmm. Because what they are all about to learn is the very thing that we had to sit and soak in for 4 years.
So, Angela, there was a tweet today about somebody said we've cut the head off the snake, meaning Trump, because we said, like, oh, it's got to be a blue nami to get rid of Trumpism. It's got to be such a repudiation. Well, first of all, I would argue at the end of the day, I don't think the Senate's gone. I really believe that. And I also think that this is, when we count all the votes, this is going to be a huge repudiation. As I was saying, you're not going to have a 64 landslide. They didn't have Fox News and right-wing radio back then and the kind of tribalism. But I do think nobody else plays, you know, has the Trump pass, right, Angela?
Yeah,
I think this is the beginning of the end of Trumpism.
I'm not sure if I think it's the end at all or the beginning of the end. I think that Trump himself, maybe, yeah, you know, but this 69 million, Malcolm Nance is right. What we just found out is there are 69 million fanatics. And
straight
that's a lot more than I
fanatic.
Thought there. Yeah, straight up racist fanatics. That's a lot more than I thought there were.
Yeah.
And that is to me where, and I think that other people have said this, Joy Reid said it, you're saying it.
Yeah.
The reality of this is we need to stop, the Democratic Party needs to stop trying to go after this mysterious white male, white voter, suburban, like they need to stop wasting time and energy on that. And we need to enfranchise disenfranchise all these people who don't vote. You need to focus your energies on the population that isn't crazy. Mm-hmm. And because these people are gone.
Yeah.
And they may come, some might change, some might come over, but continually spending, if I have to spend one more election cycle talking to every random ass white person in this country to see what they think and what they want and how they feel ignored, I'm gonna lose my black mind.
Yeah.
Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop asking.
I mean, if
like
I see one fucking report about what are Trump voters and diners feeling now about what happened, it's like,
oh,
fuck!
No! Yes!
Who cares?
They can know the New York Times is good for it.
They can kiss my fucking grits. That's what they can do.
Thank you. Well, and it's like, just stop wasting money and stop backing candidates who reflect your actual party, you know? And that's, I look at even the situation with Mitch McConnell. I thought Amy McGrath, she's a good candidate, but she really, it would have been great to have somebody who was more exciting. I think that was not going to probably happen anyway there.
Yeah.
But like, but then we have to do the thing that we saw Stacey Abrams, Andrew Gillum, and Beto do, which is they didn't just go home after they lost, and they kept organizing.
Yep.
And they created a situation where we could be viable in those states. And that's what we have to do here with Amy McGrath, with Jamie Harrison.
Yep.
Keep organizing.
Yep. Oh, if we had only all heeded Malcolm Nance's warnings, lo, these long 4 years and before that. However, now I'm telling you, you know we're in a third wave of coronavirus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that UV light helps. This is what hospitals use to sanitize their masks. Right now, this is the Black Friday special for the holiday season. For my listeners, the Clean Phone, the top brand in UV sanitizing, is now offering their top-rated, top-selling, best-reviewed wand product at 50% off and free two-day shipping. The Clean Phone Wand. It's a handheld UV sanitizer. You can eliminate 99.9% of bacteria kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. It uses that same proven sanitizing technology they're using in hospitals. You can use it on packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money. Take it with you everywhere. Peace of mind, I'm telling you, super portable, days of battery life. You can take it anyway. Make sure your environment is clean and safe. COVID cases on the rise. Get with it. Get the Clean Phone Wand. 50% off. They'll take 60% off a second wand. That is a great holiday gift for your family and friends. TheNewDealShop.com. That is TheNewDealShop.com. This is an early Black Friday special. Do not miss it. TheNewDealShop.com right now. Malcolm, well, you've been talking for years about him inciting civil war, which clearly, but you've also talked about that Donald Trump is a physical fucking coward. So, like, how many of his followers, I mean, are they paper tigers and blowhards, too? I mean, or how concerned are you when this reality?
They all will be paper tigers when they hit, you know, when they decide they're going to get froggy and do their ISIS, you know, vanilla ISIS parades in their trucks. Only this time, this is what I'm concerned about. I mean, I literally have a book that I'm writing that I've got to get done by December 1st. And I just needed to see the result of the election. To do it, and this, and it's about right-wing extremism and a coming Trump insurgency.
Yeah.
You guys, I got some news for you. That's 69 million real fanatics.
Mm-hmm.
They have no problem with caging children.
They have no problem with
letting a quarter of a million Americans die.
They have
no problem with allowing up to 8 million Americans die in order to get herd immunity on coronavirus. They don't care at all about the commonwealth of this nation. They care if they're libertarian. I got mine. Screw you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they aren't going to compromise with us at all.
No.
The problem is we're at 120,000 cases a day of coronavirus, and we got to live in this fucking country together. And I want to see my mother, and we want to see our loved ones.
But
and, you know,
January. What, well, so, this is the problem.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we've built these camps. I'm just saying.
But. You know, we come January, we know that this we could knock coronavirus down in 30 to 60 days.
Yeah.
With a mandatory national mask mandate.
Yep.
Now, it's done by governors, and you know that they won't listen to the governors. You know, Biden is going to mobilize everything that wasn't mobilized last February.
Yeah.
You literally had to wait a year for
a year.
Didn't it say everything that Biden and Harris were meeting with health experts yesterday and Trump's having his whatever the fuck that was in the East Room? What a disgrace, right? Yeah.
So all I'm pointing out to you, though, is that these people feel entitled to what they think America is. And I think most of them are real paper tigers when they, you know, come out and they do their convoys and they bump up against a SWAT team.
Yeah.
By the way, for police, let me tell you something about police. Cops like being the arbiters of law and order. right? To a certain extent, too much. But when it comes to you know, a gun battle in a neighborhood, they will throw down on you. Black, white, yeah. You know, dog, whatever. If yeah. You decide you're going to jump, every cop in America, and trust me, I've trained thousands of them.
Right.
They all think that they're going to be going up against ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And I have told them to a man, you will go up against a sovereign citizen.
That's
you will
right.
go up against a posse comitatus. You will go up against a militia man with guns. But it won't be an Arab right. terrorist.
So right.
Let's when get... you do, you yeah. better out firepower them.
Well, so what... and... Go ahead. Yeah. Let's,
I was just going to say.
Yeah, that... let's get some predictions before we go. So,
yes.
Again, Malcolm, you said you think today, this is Friday, that we're taping this happy hour in terms of when... Now, right, but as you shove a giant sausage in your mouth.
Oh, hell yeah.
Freedom sausage. But, you know, do you still think, just because this is what he's fucking done his whole life, is delay, do you think with suing and recounts and whatever, so what happens if the networks call it today? What are your predictions for what's going to happen in these next couple of days, weeks, whatever?
We're going to know by this afternoon what's going to happen because they're going to call it today. Mm-hmm. And Pennsylvania, I think they finished their recount today.
Right.
It had to be done within three days. So it's got to be done today. And okay. when they get that thing, I think Trump will wholly lose it. He will literally declare the entire election as fraud.
Yep.
And will say, I'm not leaving power. I was elected.
Yep.
And there's nothing you can do about it. And I'm going to start my transition. And this is the crazy part, because wow. I just gave a quote to Newsweek about how the transition and the out-processing of a president isn't done by the president himself. It's not like right. when we're in the military. We have to call the travel office, and we got to call the housing office and get our stuff arranged or rent a U-Haul truck. His stuff will disappear 2 weeks before. No, I'm not joking. It will disappear 2 weeks before the inauguration, and it will be on its way to Mar-a-Lago. And at some
wait a minute. What stuff? What stuff will disappear?
All his personal effects.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
His clothes, his okay. wife, his dog.
His wife.
Sorry, he doesn't have a dog. His clothes, his wife, his son. Air Force One he is not entitled to the use of Air Force
so
One.
So it will be like how Stella got her groove back. So his shit will be thrown in the driveway and perhaps lit not fire. So,
well, you know, I think Biden, he's not coming to the inauguration.
No.
That is absolutely
but
certain.
Bill Maher's going to
ask. He might be leading a civil war.
Bill Maher's going to ask you tonight, because that's been his thing,
yes.
that he's not
yes.
going to leave power. That what are we going to do? So what will your answer
power,
be?
Here's the answer. Power is going to leave him.
Yes. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because
be like,
the process goes through without right. Nobody waits for his approval for
right.
the process.
Yeah,
that's not how it works.
It's on democracy's
time. He's going to get a personal
time.
Protective officer from the Secret Service who will be his personal bodyguard forever. And that guy, probably the head of his team right now, if he doesn't leave the White House at 12 noon, will come over to him, yep. put his arm under his upper arm, and say, Mr. President, or we have to go.
Or Donnie, or they might say, shut the fuck up, Donnie, because then at that
yeah,
point
yeah.
he won't be.
They could. Listen. And here's the thing that'll kill him. He's getting Suburbans. He's not getting a presidential limousine.
Yeah.
That's right. They're saying on Twitter.
He could have
that...
a presidential limousine if he goes to the Capitol.
I mean,
but he's not.
John Fugelsang has always said, I think he's going to resign. I mean, I would not put anything past him to just fucking take his ball and go home, right? Or start World War III. Either way, who knows what's going to happen before January.
They're saying
Saddam. In two years, we're going to find him in a hole in the ground, right, hiding away from the special forces.
They're saying on Twitter.
All right, now you're just trying to make us come all tantrically together at
yeah.
the same time.
I'm trying to tell you guys, they're saying on Twitter that Rush Limbaugh has conceded the election, saying Biden won.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Now they're going to say, but now we fight.
Yeah, which is, that's right, and they're right, now we do fight.
I need some more of that schadenfreude sausage.
Oh. Oh,
can I just say this is the most sexual happy hour?
We've been fighting for 4 years. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Who you think you're going to come up against?
Yeah. No, we are balls to the wall in Georgia now, January 5th. We're going to win this fucking Senate. We have not given up on Alaska yet. We are going to, fuck Mitch McConnell, and we got to pick cabinet choices that he likes. Fuck that.
Here's why we're going to win. These Senate seats, mail-in ballots.
Thank
they
you.
Have proven that they're not coming out for a special election with 69 million people in Georgia. But every damn person in Georgia now knows they can mail their vote in today.
Yeah.
They designate it, and we can waive these people.
All right.
Those two Senate seats need to be national priorities.
Absolutely. Yep. All right. Between Malcolm Nance deep-throating a sausage and exciting Frangela with the thought of Donald Trump in a hole, this has been the most sexual happy hour ever.
Licking the Liberty Bell's crack.
I'm going to lick the Liberty Bell's crack. This is, I'm telling you, this has been the most deeply satisfying happy hour ever. I love you, Frangela. I love you, Malcolm Nance. I literally will not be able to find my pants all weekend. We love you. Happy, happy hour, America.
Thanks, you guys.
America, fuck yeah. I've been hunkering for quite some time in this lockdown.
Yes.
Yes. I'm totally hungered. And losing what's left of the very little shizzle that I had. I need a little pick-me-up. For me, it's Plexaderm. Because I still, right, you're still not away from the outside world. You're doing Zoom calls, you're doing FaceTime, you're doing Instagram photos, whatever you're doing.
You're wearing a mask, and that kind of puts the emphasis on your eyes.
On your eyes. That's the last thing that you want to feel worse about yourself. It's just a little pick-me-up. Plexaderm is a clinically studied serum. Gives your appearance the right kind of changes. Visibly reduces wrinkles, fine lines, even under eye bags in minutes. Plexaderm even works on laugh lines, number 11s, crow's feet. Takes 10 years off your appearance. I'm telling you, in like 10 minutes, I put it on every morning. Highly recommend it. Listen, I appreciate all the you look young comments. Plexaderm. Try it. I do it every morning. Get a 6-day application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping if you want to see.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it works. Go to BUIPLX.com. That's BIPLX.com/voices. Or you can call them 800-685-1292 and say the code voices. Order today. Shipping's free. Backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose except all that under your eyes? Okay. BUIPLX.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and say the code voices.